our problems rest upon our conclusions. Each of our problems rests upon a conclusion. But in this week of practice, we're exploring what it's like to fold every conclusion back into awareness. Out of the river of experience, the flow of phenomena, of sensations and thoughts and sounds, like we poke our head up through the surface of the river and decide on a conclusion. Decide on hope or fear. We try to take up residence on the bank of a river. But this river has no banks. We keep surrendering the stable ground of our conclusions into the flow of change. Often the conclusions that we reach about our lives, about our the prospects for happiness, about what we need or what we must not have, this is all motivated by emotional sensation in the body. We can experience the body, the physicality of the body, the effects of gravity, the temperature of the air, the relaxation in the hands or the ache in the knee. But we can also tune in to the emotionality of the body, the circuits of the body charged with emotion, response to the environment, response to our own thinking. Often, centrally located along the front axis of the body, the face, the throat, the chest, the belly. But sometimes emotional sensation envelops the whole body, spread thinly across the entire surface of the body. Sometimes these emotional sensations are very intense and sometimes subtle, sometimes pleasant or unpleasant. Sometimes centrally located, sometimes spread out across the body. Sometimes there's a simple name we might give to it of joy, love, peace, sadness, fear, embarrassment. And sometimes it's just a vague something. The emotional circuits of the body are activated, but we might not know what to call it. And developing mindfulness, equanimity with this experience has quite possibly been the most important development in my practice. In these emotional circuits is a kind of engine of motivation, of longing and clinging, of compulsion, And we're learning to actually distill the wisdom from the body's impulses. Rather than simply obeying all the time the commandments of pleasant and unpleasant. Courageously receiving emotion as it manifests in the body. Conscious in a gentle but precise way of the movement, flow of sensation. the impulses to move or fidget or scratch have a kind of fingerprint in the emotional body. The building blocks of clinging and much of suffering is discernible in the emotional body. And to the extent that that can be embraced in awareness, we no longer look through that emotion, but at it. If the emotional valence is pleasant, just simply enjoy that. Let it nourish you. We practice neither clinging to it nor bracing against it. Just let it flow. And if it's unpleasant, and see if you can have the sense that the mindfulness makes it such that you're actually being softened by it. The heart is being softened by the meeting of mindfulness and equanimity and pain. We can begin to notice the ways the emotional body both impacts other sensory domains and is impacted by them. So we hear a sound, and there's a kind of primitive response of our animal body. There's an ache, and that triggers a kind of cascade of emotional responses of perhaps concern, agitation, fear, self-pity, anger. A gloomy or hopeful thought arises, and the body lights up accordingly. Sometimes the arrow goes in the other direction, and it seems as if the body, the emotional body, is idling in some way, some emotional sensation, and then the mind tries to catch up and explain it, understand it, control it, figure out the causes of the feeling, the resolution to the feeling. the body signals a problem, and the mind goes about its compulsive problem solving. We begin to notice this dynamic, reciprocal relationship between what we call the emotional body, what we call the mind. We begin to untangle these strands of experience. To step out of the story of the self, the story of the world, is to untangle the strands of experience and rest with the building blocks, in this case, feeling in the body. see if you can bring that same gentle, matter-of-fact attention that you brought to the hand to your emotional body. And as we sit longer, there may be aches, and this will likely have a kind of cascade of feeling in the body. What would it mean to give radical permission to the feeling body to arise and pass as it is in these last few minutes of stillness? As you hear the bell signaling the end of the formal period of sitting, just notice what happens in these emotional circuits of the body. And as you open your eyes and take in the visual field, stay close in to the feeling sense in the body. think perhaps the imperatives of self-preservation motivate us to impose a kind of order and understanding on sensory experience. We start to make sense of what we see. We have these like remarkable brains that organize sensory experience into a kind of narrative. A way of knowing where the threats and opportunities are. And so we begin to actually freeze phenomena into things. And it's not to dispute the reality of the external world, but part of where wisdom comes from is surrendering back into the flow of sensory experience where there is no meaning. It's like the awareness doesn't stop long enough at any one phenomena to turn it into a story. And in a sense, that's a very, it's a defenseless way of being in the world. It's a very deeply porous way of being in the world. And it's a place of learning. And out of that grows insight and love. Used to work with homeless, mentally ill adults, and there's one man who touched me quite deeply. He had been living on the streets for decades, and had a life-threatening disease and had chronic depression. Additionally. And had done quite a bit of spiritual practice at some point in his life. And he's alluding in his own way to what I'm talking about here. And just said, like, you know, amidst all the intensity of all of these forms of suffering that he's encountering, he just said, like, he just made this gesture, like looked up at space in this moment with his hands out and just said, like, where are my problems? It's not to deny the reality of the problems or the necessity of planning and navigating and problem solving. But the problems look different in the light of the flow of experience. When we actually drop in to moment by moment awareness, where are your problems? it requires you to poke your head through the stream of experience and pause and say, here are my problems. The emotional experience of the body is the kind of key signal to the mind that maybe there's a problem. And we practice one of my teachers said, loving those sensations to death. So stay close in with your experience today. We're sort of in entering the heart of the retreat, the silence, the stillness. And if at some point it feels fatiguing to open in this way, see if there's a kind of form of awareness that actually feels more relaxed, kind of sustainable, almost effortless.